You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Police Minister Stuart Nash has said that there could be smaller police bases opening in townships around the country. Last week, he opened one in Beachlands, which is rural East Auckland. So Olivia Holdsworth asked him about the initiatives.
Two that we released last week is we opened up a new community base in Beachlands, and I launched what's called a community iwi panel, or Te Pai Oranga, out in Waitemata. And both these are about, the new station in Beachlands, for example, that's about increasing the policing presence in our community, which is very much about prevention. And the community iwi panel, that's about providing an alternative pathway for good people who have made really bad decisions. But what we do is we put them in front of a panel of community members to allow them to, to redeem themselves from the community that they have perhaps harmed.
How are the community panel members selected?
So this is always done in conjunction with the local Moriah and the local community and New Zealand Police. They go through quite a period of training, and obviously they go through a vetting check. But I've been to a couple of these panels in action, and they're quite daunting. So they're available under police discretion to someone who has committed a crime that carries a prison sentence of 6 months or less, but it's accepting family violence or crime to do with methamphetamine. And the person's got to plead guilty. They've got to come up with a plan to address the offending. And then what happens is the community members or the panel members then help them to implement that path. So it may be around getting some counselling or helping with driver training or the sort of stuff that will allow someone to get out of the hole that they're actually in.
So how effective is the community panel in comparison to other justice processes?
Really effective. So the evidence at this stage shows that reoffending by someone who's appeared in front of a community panel is significantly less than someone who hasn't appeared in front of a judge, for example. But the other thing, and this is the important thing for me, is that you don't end up with a police record or a criminal record. You don't end up going to jail. And keeping in mind, if you take away someone's freedom, you often take away their future, because if you try and get a job and you've got a criminal record, it's a lot harder. It means that the offender has got to accept responsibility, so we're not being soft on them in any way, shape or form. But most importantly, it does recognise the fact that, there are good people who actually make really bad decisions or bad choices, and we should perhaps give them a second chance.
Also, I was wondering why Beachlands was selected as the new police base.
And that's a really interesting point. And as I was driving out to Beachlands along quite a long, windy road, I was thinking to myself, this is quite an isolated community. I mean, it's a community that has grown substantially over the last years, and it is quite hard to get to, and so they do need a decent police presence out there. And of course, over summer, when people head out there to go to the beach, you need to ensure that you have a decent presence.
And so do you have any more hopes and future for what you want to achieve this year in regards to more community panels or community police spaces?
Yeah, very much so. So in Auckland now, we've got these iwi community panels in all three policing districts. But we have delivered significantly more police into those communities. Let me give an example. The graduation cohort, the one before last, was 75 new officers, and all of them went into the Auckland districts. So, what we had is a police service which was stretched to breaking, and we're delivering a whole lot more resources to the point where the men and women who work in the police service, who do a fantastic job of keeping our communities safe, are finally going shivers. We can breathe a sigh of relief because we have the resources to do what we know we need to do. Now, there's still a whole lot more coming, and there's a whole lot more work we need to do in Auckland in order to ensure that we're delivering in a way that meets the expectations of the community. But we've certainly started down that path.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.